Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, Hour 2 of In This League, right here on Sports Grid, InThisLeague.com. That is the website that takes you to our Patreon. It's a fake out. Fooling you. You hit it, and wham, takes you over to our Patreon, where we have got a ton of stuff, man. We got live streams. Bogman dropped a couple. Social distancing with Bogman. I did kind of a break video, live, hung around. Spore even stopped by. Talking prospects and some card stuff. We've got the secret shows. We've got ranks lists. We've got mock drafts. We've got group me rooms to hang out. I'm telling you, there isn't another Patreon in the sports world that provides the unique and mixed amount of stuff that we do. We're all over the board in a really, really good way. So come and check it out, InThisLeague.com. Check it out, Bogman.
So much fun.
Yeah, check
it all out.
Just sign up for an account.
What's it all about? Let's go.
You sign up for an account, Patreon?
For Patreon, yeah.
We got a brand new tier. It's the $1,000 tier. It's the get us through the coronavirus tier. We just need two people.
Who wants to be third mic?
Yep. Oh yeah. You get to be on the mic. It's exactly right. It only costs $1,000. $1 million is the price. We got official word. We speculated. Who knows, on the RIP Daily Show, or maybe it was last week here, but we've been speculating a lot about Cam Newton. And I had brought up, I think this was during the week. It could have been on the football podcast. Who even knows anymore? But I had speculated that the Andy Dalton move really seemed to have kind of dictated what the market looks like at the quarterback position, where, what was it, like a month or so ago, we were sitting out here looking and we were like, hey, man, there are some spots for some really set starting quarterbacks. And then everything fell apart where these guys ended up becoming backups. So I had kind of said, well, you know, is this showing us what the market looks like? And is Cam Newton going to have to reside to be a backup quarterback? And we talked kind of at length about that. Well, we got confirmation, according to Ian Rappaport, who's reporting that Cam Newton is willing to consider a backup role. And actually, I'm going to pull this up here because Rapp did a hit over on, what was it? What is the NFL Draft Network show? Where the hell is the, let me find the thing real quick. This is a great segment.
Well, Ian Rappaport has his own podcast.
No. Here it is. NFL Now. So Ian Rappaport on NFL Now, he officially stated it too. So not just in this Roto World article, but Rapp said that Cam has not ruled out a backup role. If it's the right situation, he still wants to be a starter, but he's open to being a backup. So this comes back to two teams. The right role to me is the Pittsburgh Steelers because there's an actual backup role, and Ben Roethlisberger's favorite thing to do is wear a cast and get hurt. And the only other team is the familiarity where he is okay with being a backup but wants an opportunity as a starter is the Washington Redskins. Those are the two teams that make the absolute most sense in the entire world to me. So that's probably why he goes and he becomes an Arizona Cardinal or an Atlanta Falcon or a San Francisco 49er. But I think it's Redskins, Redskins or Steelers or bust.
Yeah, and that's what I would put it at too. I would think that I hope that the Steelers go and pay some money for Cam Newton because he's a lot like Roethlisberger anyway. And the defense is so good. I think that the offensive pieces are good enough, too. Specifically, the O-line is pretty solid. Now we got James Conner with Anthony McFarlane and Benny Snell back there. Juju's coming back healthy. Like, I just think that this team could put it all together. But if you know, Ben isn't ready to go right away, or which is still a bit in question. I don't really think it's in question, but if he gets hurt again, which is definitely within the realm of possibility, he's a year older than me, that we need a good backup. So that's what I want to happen. I want him to go to Pittsburgh. And I think you're absolutely right on about that.
And I just think it's a positive sign. You know, I don't mean for us to kind of keep going down the rabbit hole of talking about the Cam Newton stuff, but you know, we had speculated.
Well, he hasn't signed yet.
Yeah, but we had speculated that, hey, listen, you know, the backup role and where could he go, and this might have to be what it is. And, you know, and you had specifically, Boggs, kind of held on to like a personality quirk issue, thinking that Cam wouldn't want to be a backup.
Don't think he signs as a backup.
So you think he plays in Washington?
Yep. Washington, or he just sits out until somebody gets hurt?
Yeah, see, I mean, why would the I'll become a backup thing be out there if he was really planning to sit? I mean, he's not getting any older. Like, you can't have a 31-year-old quarterback sit out a season and then try to get paid at 32. I'm not sure he's going to get paid at 32 regardless.
Agent just saying, yeah, he's willing to take this, and he said nothing. You know, somebody wants to get paid here.
I mean, so that's a good point. You know, agent could be out there doing their work, but, you know, it's a completely different time. And backup Cam Newton, Boggs. That's how
yeah, it doesn't work very well. You know, it doesn't sound right. It hits the ear incorrectly, doesn't it, the Welsh? Backup Cam Newton. Unless this is the Pro Bowl, you know, Cam Newton should not be a backup. He's good enough to be starting somewhere. But it's because he's had this SE attitude why no one signed him. This is a former MVP. He took his team to the Super Bowl. And he can't get signed by the Jaguars?
Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm.
Give me a break.
Yeah. I mean, you know? Maybe Buffalo. I know they just brought in Jake Fromm, but Matt Barkley is not a great option. And Buffalo seems to be a hot destination right now.
Yeah, but you're not, like, the only way he gets in there is if Josh Allen gets hurt. And Josh Allen being in his second year, I think you just don't want to bring in a veteran to threaten his job. You know, the Jaguars are clearly tanking. Like, we know that.
Yeah.
I think the Redskins want to see what they have in Haskins, so I don't think that deal gets done. I think the Broncos want to see what Locke is and don't want to put any pressure on him, so I don't see them getting Newton. I think that's the best spot for him, but I don't think they do it.
Wow.
So I just don't know where does he, you know, New England still makes sense, but I don't think that Belichick is willing to do it. So
no, and I think that has probably that one has probably passed. Now, the NFL officially released their schedule. We finally got it, and there's some quirky stuff in here. Before we get into it, because I've got a couple things here. I have got the Sunday Night Football schedule. Bogman, can you pull up the Monday Night Football schedule?
It's on our sheet, yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay, I wasn't even on it, obviously. That's my quirk.
Yeah.
And then I've also got this ESPN article up where ESPN is predicting all 32 teams' records. So I think that would be good to look at. But do you have on handy, did the NFL put in a couple, just a couple contingencies if the virus
couple
starts
candy.
To affect? Yeah, what are the contingencies that are sitting out there?
So the first four games for every team is two home, two away. So, you know, if they need to push it back, everyone's getting the same type of schedule messed with. You know what I mean? So every single one. Now, if they're going to just push it back 1 week, week two, every single team has the same bye week as a week two opponent. So whoever your team plays in week two, that is who, like, so if they have to push back 1 week or whatever, you can play in your bye week whenever that is.
Gotcha.
So they did that as well. And they also had a couple other things. I feel like they cut it up and they did something weird with the quarters of the season where they cut it up into quarters. And they said that if the Super Bowl had to be pushed back, they've kind of guaranteed the venue for like 3 months.
Yeah,
so
I can't
remember where it is.
Yeah,
right,
and I think there's even some stuff out there, you know, that it actually could be a positive for trying to wipe out the virus, like the amount of time between playoffs into the Super Bowl. I mean, the NFL had an advantage over the rest of the sports that they got to really sit back and they really got to, you know, make this plan out so they can build in for all contingencies because, you know, for all intents and purposes, everyone says the summer, you know, this is going to come down, but you're going to get a spike back into the winter, which is prime football time. So, you know, there's some kind of danger in there. So it's good that they're starting to build some of these contingencies in. So on the NFL front, want to start with Thursday night football games?
Yeah, yeah, because these are, you know, you should tune in to our Patreon, of course, and there's enough bad games here that you're going to be want to watching. You're going to want to be watching them with me instead of just watching them.
I forgot about that. You know, we've been graced during all this crazy time with two Bogman live streams a week. It's called Social Distancing with Bogman. But the original, the OG live stream during the season every Thursday, it's Thursday night with Bogman. And you guys watch the games. And like you said, there are some bad ones out there. What I do find fascinating, and this is a bit of homerism that's going to come out here for a second, but I guess Sunday night football is a lot better. The amount of like primetime games that the 49ers are put into is pretty shocking to me. They have one Monday night football game
in the Super Bowl.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. They were in the Super Bowl. I would think they would have, I don't know, more than one Monday night football game. I'd think they'd have, I don't know, maybe more than one Thursday night football game. They are prominently placed when we talk about the Sunday night football games, at least, though. But the first 49ers Thursday night football game, they only have one. It's week 9, and it's a doozy, by the way. Packers at the 49ers. So 49ers show up for one. And I think your Steelers only have one, but the Niners were in the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, you have four or three Sunday night games, and only one of them can get flexed because the flexing starts week 11. So the Niners-Cowboys game week 15 is a possibility to get flexed, but everything else on Sunday night, you got the Eagles week 4, the Rams week 6 should be a fun one. That should be a real good one. And the Bills on Monday Night Football on week 13 should be a great one as well. So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, getting five nationally televised games, because that's the same thing the Bucks got with Tom Brady, and everyone's freaking out about that. Did you see everyone killing Ryan Clark the other day on Twitter? They were going over wins and losses on the schedule like 30 seconds after it came out because why not? And he just kept picking the Bucks. He had them on a 7-game win streak in the middle of the year and said 11-5 for the Bucks this year.
So wait, why are they killing him 11-5?
I'm not 11-5 for the Bucks, you know, and they weren't great last year. And he had them on a 7-game winning streak. And that's a tough division, man, because you still have Tampa Bay or New Orleans. So that's probably two losses right there. I mean, is Tampa Bay, just because they added Brady and Gronk, really going to win 11 games this year?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, they look like they're pretty set. Their offense is so damn prime. What was one of the biggest hurdles for the Bucks? It was maybe the 3,500 interceptions that Jameis Winston threw?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a big part of it, but the defense is still rough. You know, they brought back most of what they had. It's better than what people give them credit for. I'll, you know, say that, but I just don't know how great it is. So, all right, so here's their week one. Is this really, is it not until the 13th of September? Yeah, 13th is the first game here. All right, so Bucks and Saints.
Wait, what are we? I thought we were on Thursday Night Football.
No. Now we have to go through the Bucks since you think they're going to be 11-5.
Oh,
too.
We're going through the whole Bucks. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We got to go through the Bucks schedule here, right?
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, let's do it.
Bucks and Saints.
Ooh, Saints. I'll go Saints.
Okay, so that's 0-1. They're hosting the Panthers. They win that one. They're 1-1.
Yeah, give me the Bucks.
Bucks at Broncos.
Bucks.
All right, 2-1. Bucks hosting the Chargers, 3-1.
Yep.
Bucks on the road against the Bears, 4-1.
Yep.
Bucks hosting the Packers. Give that to the Packers, right?
Yeah. Let's give that one to the Packers.
4-2. Bucks on the road against the Raiders.
Bucks.
All right, 5-2. Bucks on the road against the Giants.
Bucks.
6-2. Bucks at home against the Saints.
I'm going to go the Saints again.
6-3. Bucks on the road against the Panthers.
Let's say they drop one of the Panthers. Let's give it two-game losing streak.
Okay.
So let's go
That's
Panthers.
Fair. 6-4. Bucks at home against the Rams.
Bucks.
7-4. Bucks at home against the Chiefs.
Ooh, Chiefs.
7-5. Bucks at home against the Vikings.
That's a tough one. At home, let's go Bucks.
Okay, so that's, 8-5. Bucks on the road against the Falcons, 9-5. Bucks on the road against the Lions, 10-5. Bucks at home against the Falcons.
I think they win again.
All right, that's 11-5.
Yeah, it's 11-5. And so,
get ready, Twitter. Welsh says 11-5 for the Bucks also.
I mean, I think so. I'll give you, if you wanted to say that, what was that one that I had the Bucks winning against?
The Vikings. The one against the Vikings.
Okay.
But you dropped one against the Panthers.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm saying here is like 10-6, 11-5. I think those are very reasonable for this Bucks team. It's a decent defense with a fantastic offense led by an absolute winner, best game manager with huge weapons. So it is a tough division, and there are some tough games in there, but I think they can steal some. And I had them lose both games to the Saints, lost to the Packers, lost to the Chiefs, and the one benefit I gave them was a win against the Vikings. But I also had them lose one against the Panthers. So, I think that's where that team kind of lies.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely could. Looking at that schedule, I don't know that 11-5 would be that crazy. I do think that the Falcons are going to be better. I don't think the Rams are going to be good at all. But also, you know, Bruce Arians, for whatever reason, he'll choke one of those games away too. So I don't know. I feel like they're 10-6 or 9-7. I think they're closer to that.
Okay.
Well, I think they'll piss one away for sure.
When we come back, we are going to go through this kind of this entirety. We'll go Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. And then I want to at least get the last segment, go through this ESPN article that is going to be predicting the win-loss record of each team. It'll actually be interesting when we go to the Bucks here and see how many teams are going to get the positive record. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. Talk about the NFL schedule coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just... tell us a little more. Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welsh. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to this weekend edition of In This League. And, of course, all the other stuff we got going on. We've got the In This League baseball podcast, football, Prospect One. There's college stuff that Bogman's got, ITL, CFF, all of that. Tons and tons. And, of course, the Fantasy Black Book with our boy Joe Pizzapia. All on the In This League podcast network. Just search In This League, search the name titles I gave you on any podcast platform, and you're going to find the stuff. So you can subscribe, and you can have so much fun.
So much fun.
Have so much fun. What is your problem? All right, NFL schedule. That's what we're going through. That's what we're talking about. And we kind of just went through the Bucs because Bogman didn't believe my feelings that the Bucs could be an 11-win team. We are going to look at what ESPN has predicted for all the teams. But let's go through real quick. I don't know if we need to list off like every single game. We can. I'm totally fine with it. But Thursday Night Football kicks off with the Texans at the Chiefs, which should be a pretty dang good game, especially before the Texans kind of dwindle out so they get that out of the way. Maybe my question is, as I'm going through here, I don't see a whole bunch of like double ups as I was picking on the Niners only having one game. There's some good games in here. There's Packers, 49ers, like I said, in week 9. Chiefs and Texans is going to start everything off. Bills and Chiefs, actually, week 6 is another really good one. Ravens, Cowboys in week 13 and yours in
week
12.
There's some good-looking games.
What's the bad ones, though? That's what I was going to ask you. Is what are the ones where you're just like...
Well, Bengals and Browns week 2.
Oh,
you know, I know
that
that's Joe Burrow versus Baker Mayfield and all that,
yucky.
But who cares? How about the Dolphins and the Jaguars week 3?
There's no way that one happens, right?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, they're going to flex that out.
They don't flex Thursday.
Oh, yeah, they can't flex Thursday.
No, it's only Sunday night can be flexed.
You know why they did that?
Only after week 11.
they're like, this is the only time we can get these two teams in that they might not have a losing record.
Right. Well, that's 1,000% exactly why both of those happen. The Bengals and Browns and the Dolphins and Jaguars, because it's like, hey, let's get this early in the season so that they're actually playing for something. So... there's that. The Broncos-Jets game is probably not going to be great. I expect the Broncos to pound the Jets into the ground, but who knows? That's in New York. Bucks and Bears isn't a great game, right? That's the Bucks are just going to stomp the
Yeah,
Bears.
I was looking at the Bucks and I was like, it's the Bears. I mean, again, this is one of those things where the Bears, they might not be an absolute disaster, but I don't
That's
know,
true.
Man. Like five.
I still like Nagy. You know, mm-hmm. It hasn't worked out with Trubisky. And he was, you know, obviously a big part of that decision. And that was a huge mistake. But, if Foles is going, that team could be much better, especially if he's going right. We've seen it be good.
I'll tell you the dude, like week 6 through week 13, there Well, there's one. I was about to say there's no bad game. There's Texans at Lions is going to be atrocious.
That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Other than that, they're all strong. Oh, yeah. Because I see you've got the three Thanksgiving Day games are Redskins, Cowboys, Ravens, Steelers. Okay. So I
see the very last one. Did you see that's on, you know, usually this is just for the NBA, but the NFL decided to flex a game to Friday on Christmas Day for Vikings at Saints.
That's pretty cool.
That's that week 16.
It's not talking about the Thursday night football game. But yeah, I do like that.
But I think it'll be the Thursday night crew that does it. So
it's pretty strong. This is pretty strong full on here as far as what they got on Thursday. Now
the Falcons and Panthers week 8. Come on. That's not good.
I think that could still be good.
I mean, it's a nice division rival game.
Yeah, it's division rival. But the Falcons aren't going to be like a 1-7 team at that point, are they?
But the Panthers are.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes, they are. Teddy Bridgewater and a brand new coaching staff, and they drafted all rookies on defense. So, yeah, they're going to be bad. You know, it's not their fault that they're in a bad situation. They just got rid of their coach and their quarterback and drafted all rookies on defense. So they're not going to be great this year.
Okay.
You know,
I guess I get that too.
And you know, an injury here, an injury there, make these games terrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Roethlisberger gets hurt again, Ravens at Steelers on Thanksgiving, I may just get hammered for that, you know.
Getting hammered with Bogman live stream on Patreon.
Yeah, exactly. Ruining Bogman's liver Thursday. You know, that's what we'll call it. But
I like that.
Same goes for, you know, if Lamar Jackson gets hurt, but that can happen any week. So but some of these games, I mean, they're going to get ugly. It's just sloppy football too on Thursdays. Now, what I do like is that the week after Thanksgiving, the Cowboys are at the Ravens, and that's nice because they'll both have proper rest because they both played on Thanksgiving the week before. So that'll be nice. But outside of that, you know, the games are going to be sloppy and some of the matchups are rough, like they are every single year on Thursday, because every team has to get a game.
Yeah.
So that's the Dolphins' only nationally televised game is that one.
Yeah. I mean, there's a sloppiness to it for sure. Sunday night football, a little bit better because there's four 49er ones. I absolutely love it. I just got to point this out here. They're all pretty good ones, too. Eagles at the 49ers in San Francisco week 4. Give me all of that, as long as the Niners are actually in San Francisco, by the way. That should be a fantastic game. 2 weeks later, divisional game, the Rams are at the 49ers in week 6. So that is two home Niner games. And then, boy, oh, boy, this is my childhood rivalry game. There is no bigger game for a 49er fan that is over 30 years old. The under 30-year-old ones will just talk about the Seahawks nonstop. But the 49ers and Cowboys, there is nothing bigger in my world. And they are going week 15 in Dallas. I am stoked for that one, theoretically, as long as the Niners are good.
That'll be a fun game. Did I tell you that the last time the Steelers played the Cowboys, our buddy Will flew in here to watch it with me? So now he's saying I have to do the same with him, because I haven't, since he's moved to Memphis a long time ago, the Welsh, you know that.
I do know that.
I haven't visited him in Memphis yet, because he comes out here like once a year. So he said, you got to come out to Memphis to watch the Steelers Cowboys game.
Are you actually going to do that?
Maybe, you know, the flights are pretty cheap right now, so it could be very attainable, I would say.
Well, better get it right now.
Yeah.
Go buy it right now. Go buy that right now.
Yeah, I should, right? No, not going to happen.
Nope, you shouldn't. Because
found out I lost a bunch of money.
Yep, so. Yeah, we just found out. We just lost a whole bunch of money. I don't know from where, but we definitely did. Okay, so kind of same thing here. Here's a better question. Is there a bad game that could get flexed out here? Because I'm looking, and I only can identify.
Well, it's week 11 through 16 only. So,
okay.
That's the only ones that can get flexed.
Oh, those are. Oh, okay. Because, yes. Oh, I don't know why I didn't realize that. Because I was going to say, then here's the better question. What is the weakest game? Because I can only identify two. And it's week 7, Bucks at the Raiders. If the Raiders are just dog crap, it'll be Tom Brady. So even if it had the potential to get flexed, it wouldn't. And then the other one is Bears at the Packers in week 12.
Yeah.
Simply because the Bears, that one is probably the most likely to be flexed. Yeah.
Right. I think that one, and then possibly the Broncos and the Chiefs, if Drew Lock is just terrible, right? And he doesn't work out for the Broncos. The Chiefs will just roll right over them. So that one.
Can you imagine, too, by the way? You could have a scenario in that Week 12 game, why it gets flexed out. What if something happens with Rodgers and Trubisky and it's Nick Foles versus Jordan Love?
Oh, then it'll just get flexed. I mean, there's just no way.
Well, hold on. Let's look at the. I'm going to look at Week 12.
Week 12.
Let's predict right now the game
Just predict the ones that could get flexed in.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to say. What's going to replace that Week 12 game? Because I'm almost there here. All right. Here we go. Week 12. It would have to be a later game, or could it be any game in the day?
No, any game.
So this is week. Okay. Well. When do the Steelers play? Because the Steelers are the Ravens are at the Steelers on that night.
That they're already getting a nationally televised game on Thanksgiving for that. So I don't know if they would do that again.
Okay,
but
so
they could.
Here's what else you got. Oh, is this the Thanksgiving set of games in Week 12?
Week 12. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Sorry to pick that. Okay, so here we go. You've got Chargers, Bills, Titans, Colts. Panthers, Vikings. If the Panthers were good, that would be good.
No, they won't be.
Here could be an interesting one. Cardinals and Patriots, but probably not.
That one could be good.
Oh, here's a great one. Here is the one, dude. Chiefs and Bucks.
Now, is that...
that's a late game, too.
That's a late game?
That's a late game. Yeah, it's a late game. Because there's
all they do is... first of all, I think that there's two things here. I think CBS and Fox both can pick a game they don't want flexed because they want it to be on CBS or Fox. So, so it might be one of those games.
So here's one. Give you all of them. The late games you have here, and I think they're all on the table, is you've got, it looks like there's two. Oh, no, that's the next day. That one's the Monday night game. So you've got the Chiefs and the Bucks, Niners and Rams, and Saints and Broncos. Saints and Broncos could be the other one.
Yeah, if the Broncos are good, that could definitely be one. And I think the Niners and the Rams is a possibility, and the Chiefs and the Bucks. Those are all possibilities. Of course, you would like it if the Bears are a little bit better than predicted, and you know, because that's an awesome division rival game to have. But I don't know. That's it's a big question mark.
Okay. So I'm going to say, what do you say, Chiefs or Bucks or Saints or Broncos gets flexed in?
I'll say it sticks. I'm going to say it sticks.
Okay. Anything else on the Sunday night, or you want to go to Monday?
Go to Monday.
Okay, Monday Night Football starts off with your Pittsburgh Steelers at the New York Football Giants.
Yeah.
How stoked.
Let's go. Monday night. I'm pumped.
You're guaranteed at least one Monday night game with Ben Roethlisberger because they do play again week 15 against the Bengals. Which,
right, exactly.
If they could flex, they might want to consider that one. Your Steelers only have one they have two Monday night games, way more important than the Super Bowl playing 49ers, who have one Monday night game. Week 13, the Bills are at the 49ers. So that's kind of
stupid. Like that game.
Yeah,
I think Monday
game.
Night has a great schedule here. Titans, Broncos are the late game on week one. I like that too. We get to see Drew Lock with all those weapons debut on national TV and see if Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry are going to keep pace there. Plus, you know, Von Miller recovering from the vid, coming back to play. Some nice storylines there. Saints Raiders week two is fine. Then we have Chiefs Ravens week three, Falcons Packers week four, Chargers Saints week five is good. Cardinals and Cowboys week six. I like a lot of these games. I think these are some strong games here.
What do you not like?
Patriots at Jets. Like I get it. Like you know, the Patriots have been so good for so long, but I don't think they're going to be any good this year. I know they're still predicted to win the division, but Jared Stidham, come on, man. You know, and the Jets with Sam Darnold and you know, not a lot of weapons around him. I just don't know how good that game is going to be. What do you think? What would you put on the over for that game right now? Sam Darnold versus Jared Stidham.
So say it again.
Sam Darnold versus Jared Stidham. What do you think the over on that game would be?
Seven.
Seven points?
Seven.
I think they might get up to like 35, but I think it's going to be a low over.
You think so?
So. I do. I mean, that's tough to predict this second, of course. We don't know injuries, and that game isn't until week nine or something. But low scoring. Jared Stidham, you know, and Sam Darnold with minimal weapons. I don't like that game.
How are the Patriots they're going to be, are they going to be good? Is Jared Stidham going to surprise everybody? Because I look at, I see all these nationally televised games the Patriots are still in, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they were good last year, so they have to be in nationally televised games. What do they have? They got, they've got a Thursday night at the Rams. They've got at the Seahawks on Sunday night and hosting the Ravens, and those are both before 11, so they can't get flexed. They've got the Jets and then the Bills week 16, which that could mean a lot. That game could be good because if the Patriots are as good as people predict and the Bills are as good, that could be for the division right there. I like that game a lot. So I think that one's pretty strong. But I think you're right. You know, the Steelers at the Bengals might be the worst game on Monday Night Football late in the season if the Bengals aren't putting it together with Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Now, last thing before we go through the ESPN predictions, let me see if I can find it, Boggs, because I completely lost it, and I had it before, was I wanted to look up the week one, just overall week one schedule for people to kind of get prepared for, and I had a nice little picture up of it. Let me see if I can scroll to it. If not, okay, here we go. I did find it. Nope, that's Sunday Night Football. There's your Steelers. Here we go, week one. So here's your week one action of the NFL. The only thing that'll probably stick in everybody's minds. You have got Texans at Chiefs, which we talked about. You've got Seahawks at Falcons. It's a pretty good game. Battle of the Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Browns and Ravens. There's a division game. Solid.
Yep, yep.
And if we were doing early predictors, we're going to go Chiefs, Seahawks, Ravens, right?
Yes.
Okay. We've got Jets and Bills. We're going to go Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders and Panthers. That's a tough one.
Raiders.
Raiders, okay. Bears and Lions. Ooh.
Ooh.
Tie?
No, let's go with the Lions.
Okay, let's go tie. Colts and Jaguars?
Please don't tie.
It's got to be Colts.
Was that week one last year Lions and Cardinals tied?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
no
a tie.
Ties.
Lions, I'm sorry, Jaguars and Colts?
The Jaguars.
Yeah, Colts. Packers and Vikings will be a fantastic game. That's going to be one of the early games. Yeah, I love that game. I love that early start of a game. I'm going to go Vikings on that one.
Yeah, me too.
I like this division one because this could be upset city, Dolphins and Patriots, Boggs, if things go awry.
That game should be evenly matched. And, you know, Bubba sent me the lines on that. The line right now, which I would hammer the Dolphins on, is Patriots by 6.5.
Oh, give me that. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's see. Eagles and Redskins. We'll go Eagles. Bengals and Chargers. Bengals and Chargers starts the late games. That's going to be Chargers for us, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, it's Bengals at the Chargers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah Chargers at the Bengals. Yeah.
Chargers at the Bengals.
Yeah, sorry. At least that's how it looks here because the team on the right, I'm assuming, is the home team.
Yeah. And the Rams, I think, are playing on Monday Night Football or whatever.
So then last ones, you got Bucks and Saints. That's a tough one, but Saints. Niners, Cardinals at the Niners. I think that's in Arizona. I'm going to take the Niners. Cowboys, Rams, Sunday Night Football, and then you get the two Mondays of Giants, Steelers, and Broncos, Titans. Pretty strong week one. So let's see what ESPN has to say about it because they're predicting the schedules. We're going to do that when we come back right here and in this league.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me. Not me.
Welcome back in this league. Go to inthisleague.com. Check us out on the Patreon. Have fun with your boys. That's what it's all about, right? It's fun.
That's
it's not
right.
Everything in your life crumbling
it's
and
fun.
Getting canceled. That's not what it's about.
It's fun. So, just come have some fun.
I'm having so much fun right now.
No, we got like all kinds of lists going on right now. You've got your top 500 minor league baseball players with chicken scratches, or as I call them, profiles.
Yeah, that's just the draft side. I've got I'm 75 deep. I'm going to be doing an update. What is today? Next Friday. Next Friday there will be another midweek update that is going to have updated college ranks with all of the profiles, top 75, because I only listed 60 on May 1st. And then I'm continuing kind of working on my my actual top 500 list, which we are going to probably get some insight in the next week or so about what this season might look like. And that might help a little bit, little tiny adjustments here. But if people want to follow that stuff, and as well, Bogman and I, we are literally taking part in our first year player of, well, technically it's a three-sport league, but we don't have to get into the weeds here about it.
Yeah.
The woodwork. But it's a football side. We're doing our Devy draft right now. And Bogman has been working hard at all his first year player ranks. I was checking his out and I'm walking away pretty happy. I moved one of my picks to get Austin Eckler, which was amazing. And the guy I wanted, who technically in our league was still available, I was able to draft with my other pick. I had 1-6 and 1-8, and I got Travis Etienne at 1-8. And he was available in ours because he was eligible to be in the draft, but he decided not to be, and our rules allow that. So I was able to get the guy I wanted at 6, plus Eckler, and then I just traded up just like the 49ers, and I got Brandon Ayuk. So look at that.
Yeah, I love that pick specifically because I, for whatever reason, didn't realize Ayuk was still available. But great pick by you for sure. And the Travis Etienne one, if you guys haven't watched Travis Etienne yet, you're big football fans, just throw on a highlight film of him from Clemson. He is a lot of fun, and he is the reason why Trevor Lawrence doesn't have better Heisman odds, to be honest with
really?
You. Because Etienne is on his team and eats up a lot of those touchdowns. If Etienne had gone pro, I think Trevor Lawrence would be, it would almost not even be worth putting money on him to win the Heisman at this point.
Well,
so,
and guess what? All of that conversation we're having over at In This League with all of Bogman's lists, there's a bunch of good stuff, so you can directly support us and for... we have a dollar tier, but I'll tell you, the $5 tier is where you want to start. The $5 tier gets you a lot of the stuff we've talked about. So come and support your boys. We'd appreciate it. So I have got, we just went through the NFL schedule. We were looking at the Thursday, the Monday, the Sunday. I've now got this ESPN article. I'm trying to see who the people that did the predicting. I wish, read analysis.
It might just say ESPN staff.
Yeah.
A lot of the times they do these ones together.
It is. I think it's like the ESPN staff, but they have write-ups. It says read analysis from each person. So maybe there's a different writer for every single team. So they might be the one doing the predicting here. So let's go through this because we kind of did our own pseudo Bucks one because I believe that team can be an 11-6 team. And we're going to start with the NFC East. And I want your prediction because you don't have this up and I have it starting. Get ready, fam. Get ready, Cowboy fans. They're going to start up the engines to get mad at Bogman again. What do you think the Dallas Cowboy record is, and what do you think is on this list?
I don't have their schedule up in front of me, but I'm going to guess that the Cowboys are 10-6, and I think it probably says somewhere 10-6 or 11-5.
So what do you think they're going to be? You think
I think
10-6?
10-6.
And then what do you say it says on here?
I think they're going to go, because it's ESPN, 11-5.
No, you were right. 10-6. It was your initial one. It says if the Cowboys want to return to the playoffs and coach Mike McCarthy's first season, they must get off to a fast start. Of the first nine opponents, only two made the playoffs last year, Seattle and Philly, and the Cowboys have three consecutive home games in October. So that's part of the Todd Archer is the analysis. So 10-6 is a predicted record of the Dallas Cowboys. And that is half of the country cheering because the Cowboys are still very beloved for whatever reason. For whatever reason.
America's team.
No.
What do they got?
The next one up. New York Football Giants. What do you think they are, and what do you think is predicted?
I say 7-9 for them, but I bet that they're predicted to be like 5-11.
You split the difference. Their prediction is 6-10. So you say 7-9. You thought they would be 5-6-10, saying the Giants get a pair of Monday night home games, including the home opener against the Steelers, and in Week 8 against Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks. So I don't know what he's trying to. This is Jordan Ronan, who writes up this. I'm not sure what is good about that. If anything, that's brutal. They should probably lose both of those Monday night games. But 10-6, Philly. What do you think on this one? This is by Tim McManus.
Man, this one's tough because Philly has to play a pretty rough schedule here. You know, they've got the AFC North. You know, that division plays the NFC West as well. And because it's ESPN, I'm going to say that they have the Birds predicted to go 9-7, but I'll give them 10-6.
We are 10-6. So,
wow, okay.
Yeah, they're a pair of three-game stretches that stand out and will shape the season, he says. The first is in October versus the Niners, then the Steelers and Ravens, and the other is in December. It's a trip to Green Bay sandwiched with the Seahawks and Saints.
Yeah,
so
listen
got a
to some of these
schedule.
Games real quick. Niners, Steelers, Ravens, Cowboys twice, Saints, and Packers.
I'm actually shocked that they are put tough. At 10-6 here because that is an absolutely brutal schedule.
I mean, you give them one win out of those seven games, and that's where they are. They're 10-6. If they win, you know,
point.
They beat the Redskins and Giants and everybody else. So,
yeah. We'll burn through here. Redskins, what do you think?
4-12.
They're actually more favorable. I would have said the same thing. 6-10, which I'm like, where are you going to get that?
No
way. That's John Kime writes that. Like, I don't think so.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is definitely from beat writers. No one's going to have only four wins in this predictor. Going over to NFC North, the Chicago Bears.
5-11.
7-9.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Jeff Dickerson. The Detroit Lions.
6-10.
8-8.
Matt Stafford is coming off a pretty good year. He got hurt last year, but he's playing his best football.
It's just,
so the Lions could be better than advertised.
Okay, well, listen
sure.
to this with the rest of the division, and you tell me then how any of this is possible. Green Bay Packers.
12-4.
They have 11-5, and I'll just tell you, the Minnesota Vikings, 10-6. So they're predicting there is only literally one game under 500 between all four of these teams. I don't think so. Scooter.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
But the Lions could be better than advertised. I'll say that. So I don't know that I would go 8-8 with them, but I could see 7-9.
Yeah, so. I don't think so. NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons, Boggs.
Oh, 7-9.
Is that what you think they'll be too?
No, I think they'll probably be. I think they'll float around 500, maybe a game over. Because I still think they're good, but I think that most people are going to predict them to be pretty bad. So I'll say 7-9. I think 8-8.
9-7, actually, a little bit more favorable
okay.
by Vaughn McClure. Now, Troy McClure. Hi,
Vaughn
I'm Troy
McClure.
You might remember me from such Atlanta Falcons breakdowns as 9-7, 10-6, Super Bowl champs, never bad. By any of these beat writers, I guess, or whoever is writing this. So 9-7, okay. What about the Carolina Panthers, though?
Oh, 4-12.
You're going to laugh. 6-10.
No way.
Yeah.
Nope.
It says opening at home against a Raiders team that is also in rebuild mode with three straight losing seasons gives a coach a chance to win his first NFL game and set the tone for a very young roster. So apparently week one is going to get all those wins.
I like Matt Rule a lot, but, year one, not going to be good.
I don't think so. The New Orleans Saints.
Oh, man. 12-4.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it. And I think that's the right play here. Now, here we go. How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? We talked about, I don't remember where it was that you
read.
Well,
we said 11-5, and people are giving Ryan Clark a bunch of crap for 11-5.
Yes.
So I'll say 9-7 is what they have the Bucs predicted at.
11-5.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
So everyone's, wait a minute. Did Ryan Clark write it up?
Jenna Lane, which doesn't sound like what I think. Yeah. Jenna, it says, The Bucs will face all teams in the NFC North and AFC West in 2020. Brady is a career best 17-3, which is a 850, against NFC North opponents, but some of his biggest challenges have come against the AFC West, going only 29-16. Though I would point out,
only
those
13
were,
games above 500. Man, that sucks.
Those were also with the Patriots, and Tom Brady is not the Patriots. You know, like, I always laugh about those things. Like, their career record against his division, be like, well, yeah, they play with a completely different team, coach scheme, and the Patriots were nothing like what the Bucs are.
And it's
fine.
Not like they're boxing records. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
It's not one-on-one. This isn't, you know, batter versus pitcher or any of that stuff.
This is not PvP, 100%. Over to the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals. What do you think? Here's a better question. Let me ask this.
6-10.
Okay, well, let me ask this. Who do you think is predicted a better record, the Cardinals or the Rams?
The Cardinals.
And you say the Cardinals are 6-10?
Yeah.
Wait till you hear. Josh Weinfuss has the Cardinals being a 9-7 team.
Okay.
Has the Rams being an 8-8 team. And then I'll tell you right now, they're predicting the Niners and Seahawks to have the same record. So I just want to point out.
Both 12-4.
11-5, actually.
Both 11-5.
These people say there will not be a losing team in the NFC West. 9-7, 8-8, 11-5, and 11-5.
It's a good division, man. It really is. The Niners went to the Super Bowl. The Seahawks are, you know, right there with the Niners. They're a good, good team. And then the Rams were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, but obviously have lost a lot. And the Cardinals are on the rise. I just don't see the Cardinals being over 500 this year. I think 8-8 is absolutely where I'd max them.
And I think the Rams are like 7-9, maybe 6-10.
Yeah, look, the Cardinals made a bunch of improvements, but that defense is still bad. It didn't get better just because they signed Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, I agree.
Or drafted Isaiah Simmons. So.
All right, blowing through here because we got to get to the AFC gotcha. A little bit more here through the air. We got to get into the AFC. This one is worth conversation, though, the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, 10-6.
12-4.
Wow. Okay.
This has a lot to do with the rest of the division because I'll tell you this right now. Projected Miami and Jets with the same record. What do you think it is?
Oh, same record, then it's 5-11.
7-9.
What?
I know.
Everyone is Pollyanna.
It's 100%. We haven't seen a single team projected under 6 wins, which is embarrassing to this article. What do you think about the New England Patriots?
I think 8-8, but they're probably predicted to go 9-7 or 10-6.
Yeah, you nailed it. 9-7 is a predictor. So I think that's where most of, like, anybody that's projecting I think this is the problem. I think the Bills and the Dolphins guys, they're looking at the Patriots being more susceptible and being able, everyone in this division now thinks they can steal one from the Patriots. And then they look at the Dolphins or the Jets, look at each other and think they can steal one from each other. So you just start to, like, stockpile wins, and then the Bills projections are like, well, they're going to just sweep the entire division and then they're going to get the rest of the games. I mean, he says Bills fans clamored all season for more nationally televised games. Buffalo has 4 primetime games. It's literally his argument is like, well, they have more primetime games, so they'll win. This is a ridiculously stupid argument. The AFC North,
the important division here,
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore Ravens 13-3.
Close. 12-4. Not quite what you thought here. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals 7-9.
No, this is the first one under 6, 5-11.
5-11
by
okay.
Ben Babby. The Cleveland Browns.
8-8.
9-7 by Jake Trotter and your Pittsburgh Steelers. This is written by Brooke Pryor.
They're gonna say 8-8.
9-7, actually.
9-7. Okay.
Yeah. But everybody in your division's good but the Bengals. Everyone's making the playoffs. And then the final one, AFC South, starting with the Houston Texans.
And we have the AFC South and the AFC West.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we have 2 more divisions, so we got a jam.
AFC South, Jaguars.
Houston Texans.
Oh, Houston Texans, 10-6.
9-7. Colts.
Okay. 8-8.
10-6. Phillip Rivers gives them a big boost. On this, and it says 6 of the Colts' first 7 games are against teams that have missed the playoffs last season. That's by Mike Wells.
The Titans 11-5.
Titans are 10-6. And how about the Jaguars?
4-12.
Nailed it. 4-12. That's the lowest one. Finally, in agreement here. Final division, AFC West, Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos 9-7.
Nailed it. Kansas City Chiefs.
13-3.
12-4. Raiders?
Okay. Raiders 8-8.
7-9. And the Los Angeles Chargers?
6-10. 7-9. 8-8.
10-6.
What? The Chargers are 10-6?
They saved the worst for last, like the best for last.
It says they have an easy schedule.
The Chargers open up the season on the road facing the Bengals and number one overall draft pick Joe Burrow, then must turn around for their SoFi Stadium debut to host Patrick Mahomes, and then, let's see, whom they won't see again until week 17. So it's almost like they're going to win all these games because they don't see the Chiefs till the end. 10-6 Chargers record by Lindsey Thury is hilarious.
Hold on. Okay, Chiefs loss, right? At the Bucks loss. At the Saints, loss. Jaguars and Dolphins are easy games. At the Broncos, loss. At the Bills, loss.
You're going to have to give us your record because I'm not
Chiefs
calling.
Loss. You know what? That's 10-6. The rest of these games are winnable. So I think 10-6 is possible, but I think 10-6 is like the peak of what the Chargers could do.
I
would put them more at 8-8.
So. Yeah, I mean, I would be shocked if they were this good, but you never know what what this team is going to be able to do in building together. With they still have got weapons, they got Keenan Allen, they got Mike Williams, they have Austin Eckler to build around, they have Hunter Henry, so they've got offensive weapons, and there's still a semblance of a defense out there. Just 10-6, 9-9, I'd say even 8-8. That seems really Pollyanna. A little bit.
Yeah. All right. A little too nice.
There you go. I am out of here. That doesn't mean the show ends because Bubba's coming up. Our boy Casey Bubba and Bogman. Quick, 5 seconds. What are you guys going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Earl Thomas and a lot of the schedule.
There you go. All right. Don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.